The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
This is the 30-second intro. I lost count. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, and potentially Alicia. Pew, 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 pew.
You always have a tired game. That's literally.
Dude, oh, shit. We're live.
Oh, hey.
Hey. And hey.
Oh,
and hey.
Oh, hey. Hey. Well, I guess, hey,
your
everybody. Welcome to episode 122 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. You will not hear the other three episodes for like a week and a half, basically. If you're joining us or. Let me try that again.
What the fuck are you?
If you're joining us
about?
Live, you've missed three episodes. You get to watch this live. If you're listening to this in the podcast, hey, normal ass show. This is our interact.
We have
with
two
the
people watching. What's up, two people?
So please hit us up with your topics. We'll talk about the things that we're interested in this week, and of course, let's have a good old time.
Now we have nobody watching, bitches.
Oh, I'm starting a watch party.
Whoa.
Oh, hey, mute.
Really, Doyle?
No, I thought I was on mute still. I made it a live
watch
party.
We have three people watching.
I am one of them.
You made it a live watch party? What the fuck's that mean?
So, like, on my Facebook profile, I'm watching it live with anybody else that wants to watch it.
Oh, there is a lot of thunder and lightning in this area today. Our lights just flickered.
I know, right? So, let's talk about some of the stuff that we really enjoyed this week.
I haven't enjoyed anything.
You've enjoyed prepping for San Diego Comic-Con.
If you can see
that was a lie,
this
by
is
the
what
way.
I was. This is what I've been preparing. Look at our giant fucking soundboard compared to the tiny one in the back. It's pretty crazy.
It is pretty awesome.
There's five people watching. Hello, five people. Holy shit. We're on a delay, though, so.
That's okay. They'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. I'll answer your questions as I see them here. And if it's 2 minutes behind, then just know I answered your question 2 minutes in the future.
Same with my watch party. If you ask me something, I'll answer it. So.
What did we watch this week? Married at First Sight, was that on? We watched Married at First Sight. I like that. I know you guys won't like that.
Outlander,
I did not like.
I hated that.
That was awful. Fuck you, Tim.
Tim.
Can I say fuck you on
Tim?
Facebook? Yeah, I can.
Yeah, you can.
I can say fuck you, Tim, on Facebook.
Hopefully there's not too many kids watching it in my feed.
Kids?
I have a lot of roller derby.
Well, fuck that. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
You should be watching with parents if you're fucking watching this right now.
Hey, Pepper. How's it going, bud?
Did somebody say something?
Yeah, on mine.
Oh,
this is literally running through my Facebook.
Oh, so
page.
If they comment there, we won't see it on ours?
No, that's why I have it up.
Oh, that's
right here.
Lame.
Okay. It got us extra people watching, so maybe stop bitching about it.
I don't like it. I hate it.
My friend Kristen, she's been playing Fortnite a lot. Most of my friends will know her more as Spyro the Pyro. I don't know. That's Ashen. Ashen loves Fortnite. Basically, any first-person shooter that you put in front of Ashen, he will play the crap out of. Like, he loves that.
I'm not a big first-person shooter.
I am not.
Am I?
I did.
I think that's everything I do, actually, now that I think about it.
I'm not. I like the open-world games, and I like side-scrollers and stuff like that.
No, that's right. I'd rather play an open-world game than a first-person shooter. I do like playing, like, Call of Duty and shit like that, but I don't like playing with other people. Other people annoy me.
I am currently...
Hey, Jenny. You know Jenny.
Yeah, I know Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
I'm currently like...
She can't see you. Why are you waving?
I'm currently like 93% of the way through Spider-Man, so...
Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
That game's awesome, so I've been really enjoying that.
What do you guys... What did you guys watch out there in the Facebook world? What did you guys watch
or
this
read
week?
Or play
or read
whatever.
Or listen to or whatever?
This
we talk
about
whatever the fuck we want on this one.
So here's the thing about Spider-Man is like I'm so close to like...
The game?
Yeah, to completely finishing it, to like having 100% that now I feel obligated to play it before I play anything else. And so it's gotten to a point where I was like, man, should I just grind out like for an hour and just finish this stupid game? Or do I just or do I just leave it forever?
Oh, hey, man. Jenny and Amanda said both said hi.
Nice.
Jenny's out there probably singing at something. What time is it there? It's fucking 10:30. Why aren't you asleep?
Dude.
It's Sunday.
Don't judge her life choices. She does what she wants.
I know that. Jenny has done what she wants her whole life.
My friend Bro says...
Which is good. I like Jenny.
My friend Bro says she hates playing games with cheerleaders, with teenagers. And Spyro said Call of Duty.
Jenny said she's watching... Oh, shit.
And Pepper,
I'm watching the series Dark on Netflix.
That's the one
that's about time travel. Super good.
It's a German produced show. Like, it's actually really cool. I watched probably the first three episodes.
So you're telling me Tim should have had us watch that?
Probably.
Fucking time. That time travel.
That time travel show's the shit. Outlander's awful.
Jenny says she is in bed. Amanda said Matt and Kale have me roped in Diablo. I never really played Diablo.
Oh, what is wrong with you? Diablo's the shit.
I was poor, bro. Fucking video games that were like $60 back then.
You could play it on like a freaking like old school computer for like
$10. The thing, I didn't have an old school computer.
Dude, that's why you steal somebody's stuff.
Why? Because I'm Mexican, you son of a bitch.
No, just because stealing stuff is easier.
There's eight people watching.
So Pepper said that they just finished watching Three Below and I think Tales of Arcadia. I think that's two different things. Pepper, I'm assuming that's anime of some sort.
Yeah, I'm not a big anime person.
You're right, Spyro. Diablo 3 is the shit. It's
Diablo?
Games.
So let's for people who haven't played.
So it's a three-quarter view video game. So you're like looking out, you're wandering a map and you just kill monsters and gather gear and you go deeper and deeper into like this pit and you fight like different excessively harder and harder monsters. And like the current plot of Diablo is that you've defeated all of the demons that there are. And so now an archangel, the archangel of death, wants to kill you because basically you've taken over his job.
So it's like, WoW.
Well, it's made by the same company. It's made by Blizzard. It's not like WoW in the sense that that is like more of the open world kind of like, multiple, player game, whereas Diablo, you can play it multiplayer, but it's definitely a lot easier to play like as a singular player. So, which is why I like it. And the view is different. Like, it's like you're, you know, the miniatures that you play Dungeons and Dragons with.
I'm no, sure I never know because you don't invite me to play.
Everybody else that watches this show, because fucking Juan is a bitch. Like,
I'm the bitch because I don't get like, invited to something.
Oh, man, it looks like you're playing with miniatures.
Okay.
So, basically, it looks like when you masturbate. Playing with miniatures.
That's funny.
Zach Shane says, oh, hi, friends. Hi, Z1. I assume you're Z1 because you're the one that...
Zach Shane, is that Brown Zach or White Zach?
Brown Zach.
Brown Zach. What's up, Brown Zach?
Brown Muscle Zach.
He's getting pretty big.
Brown Muscle Metal Teacher Zach.
He's getting pretty big. I'd still make fun of his ass if I was a student because we made fun of every teacher.
My friend Bro said she's been playing Far Cry for a while.
I don't know what that is.
It's just another game.
Fuck, you have a lot of people who play games.
The Reaper of Souls expansion is actually really, really good. I love the crap out of it. And then I got to where I was like playing on like Torment 12 and then the season rolled over and I was like, man, fuck that noise.
More video games.
Not starting over. Yeah. Pepper said that...
Pepper Potts?
No, Pepper DeLuca. He's one of our friends.
Oh, yeah, Pepper. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I know who Pepper is. What's up, Pepper?
The Three Below and Tales of Arcadia, he said that they are DreamWorks Netflix shows. Oh, by Del Toro. That's kind of cool. One show.
Side note, if you guys are watching on my stream or Gabe's stream, after this, I implore you to go like our actual page and watch from that, too.
Zach said he got bullied on hard by his students. I just pick them up in their desk and leave them out.
That's funny. That's like Pepper, some serious trouble though. Now.
Pepper says that it's the follow up to Troll Hunters. That show was fun as hell.
Oh.
Just like a little kid show. Zach said he got to level 5 in Diablo 3.
People
got
can see you, Hannah.
Other games. Say hi, Hannah.
She creeped over here thinking that it was just audio.
I love you, you little turd. Man, everybody's talking games today. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm out on games. It's boring.
So my thing for games...
I like that about this, though.
Right.
I don't like any of what you're talking about at all, 0%, but I like that they like it.
So my thing for games this week... So yeah, I have gotten pretty far into Spider-Man. I'm really... Like, I'm close. I'm literally like 7% away from finishing the
fucking game. How do you know
that? It tells you how much of the game you've finished. It literally says 93%.
She's trying to hook your ass.
It is. It's crack. The thing that I found on PlayStation 4's store this week that was awesome was the two, it's the Castlevania Anniversary Pack and then the other Castlevania Pack. So it's like all the 8-bit Castlevania games, I think 8 through 16-bit Castlevania games in one bundle. And then the two that came out for like the 64 kind of generation consoles, like PS2 and 64, it's those two Castlevania games. And
I so like Castlevania. It was like I like the old one.
It was like 20 some bucks for like 6 Castlevania games. I tried to play Castlevania 1 for a little while, and I remembered why that game pissed me the fuck off when I was a kid. Like, it made me rage quit. Like, I seriously was like, this stupid ass game.
You do rage a lot. I don't know why.
Kristen, or Spyro said she got Rage 2, which is actually a pretty highly anticipated game. Ashton's been talking crazy about Borderlands 3, too. He also wants that really bad.
I know that Megan and Jedediah are playing Spyro.
Morgan and Jedediah?
Yeah. Where is Megan? She's usually on.
Maybe she's busy Jedediah-ing.
Oof. All over her face, neck, and chest.
Not what I meant, but that's a good place to take it. Over the face,
neck, and chest. I almost couldn't say it out loud. But we like Morgan. We like Megan. She's good people.
I like that we like accidentally say their names wrong sometimes.
Me and Dom came to the conclusion, though, that we can't do any kind of live stream or any kind of TOTLB at her wedding.
Why would we do that?
Because Doyle said, brought it up.
He was joking.
I didn't notice it. No, he was not joking.
We cannot do shit at her wedding.
I know. I said that. I noticed it somehow because I'm friends with her on Facebook, so I saw it in her feed. And he's like, oh, you should let us stream in or some shit like that. And she's like, not to the wedding, but you guys can do something at the reception. And he's like, all right, let me talk to the guys. And I was like, no,
we're not doing anything there.
We can't
ruin
their wedding.
If Doyle gets married, we can ruin his wedding.
Siblings and mothers and stuff.
Oh yeah, we're not appropriate for friends and family.
No, unless they're insane.
So I did also get to go see Spider-Man Far From Home this week.
Oh, me too.
That was awesome. I loved that movie.
You don't like that movie. No, you don't. Why are you saying it on camera now? Really? That's if I was like, hey, let's watch Spider-Man Far From Home. No. That's the response I would get off camera. That's what I'm saying.
I thought it was really good.
I also thought it was good.
I'm not.
It was a little slower. I did not like the fact that Mysterio wasn't actually Mysterio. I thought that was kind of lame. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
I like that it was basically like a teenage romantic comedy and a superhero movie,
yes,
all at once.
That is that an made Alicia it... elbow, Amanda. Your elbow's in frame.
That sweet, sweet Alicia elbow.
She wove? She waved at you earlier, but it was off camera.
It was not
off camera.
Yeah.
I watched myself. Spider-Man Far From Home, though. That was good.
Zach Shane said, it's our third Spider-Man 2 in the last 15 years. That's wild. But at least they didn't call it Spider-Man 2, so there's that.
It's the... Oh, wow. I don't even know if I could say it's the best. I like the original Spider-Man 2.
I think this is the best Spider-Man 2.
I don't like the Spider-Man 2/4. That one was awful.
Zach said again, it's great that they tie everything into the MCU like it actually feels like a breathing universe like a comic
book does.
It does.
I like that. Marvel is amazing at that.
I do like when Peter Parker says to Nick Fury, do you have like some neighborhood stuff I could do? Also, the Peter tingle is an amazing ongoing gag.
So, bitch, you went to space.
He does say bitch please to him several times. It's pretty awesome. Bitch please.
Amanda's laughing at your elbow. Oh, that's weird. You can come read them next to me if you want. What about on my page? Are you on our page? No. Go to my page. That's where they're at. That's why this doesn't make any sense to me, because my friends are not watching via our real feed.
They're watching
on my page.
And these friends are watching.
So
via
I
my
wish
page.
Pepper and Amanda and Brown Zach and all these people would actually watch via the TOTLB page.
No, since it's the same live feed though, it goes to our statistics. We just can't
Hopefully.
See the comments.
We'll
there.
See.
Oh, Rio's on.
Hey, Rio! Fuck, I haven't talked to Rio in a long time.
I talk to Rio every time I see something new that's Conan-based.
Nice.
Because Rio and I, we are Chrome brothers.
I'm with you. He wears a cool derby. That's what I like about Rio. Not the only thing I like about Rio.
That is one of the many things to like about Rio. On your page, it told me that Tom was watching. There's also
He might be. I don't
there's
know.
Also there's also a no quote. There's no calendar of Rio drawings.
Is it up?
It's somewhere. I know it happened. That was a mess. My life is a mess most of the time. Pepper and Rio are both on right now. Nice. So.
What's up, Pepper Rio?
Pepper Rio. Pepperino.
Is Pepper is there going to be any more sequels to the campsite comic that he made?
I don't know. Pepper, if you're still watching, let us know the status of your camp.
Yeah, we're going to have to go comic. We're going to have to say hi to him at Colorado Springs.
I know.
If we get tickets.
I'm sure we will. I don't know why.
I still want to go, but I know how you are when it comes to not being pressed, so I don't know if you'd want to go still, but
we'll see.
That's up to you.
Because we're
going to air our grievances, and they're not really grievances. They're really weird about press, Colorado Springs is.
And they're really weird about how and when they announce stuff. And so, like, you're kind of – you're sexy too, Rio. They're kind of behind, it seems like, all the time. So you just kind of are hanging in limbo whether or not you're going to get press credentials. And they take forever to even
– So it's supposed to be 30 days from when they do the show, which is really late, especially for Colorado Springs where you have to try and find a space and there's not – I mean, I don't think Colorado is – Springs is all that big, but it might be. I don't know. But Denver does the same.
Big.
Denver was like 2 months out, I think, two and a half months,
and
something like that.
And that seemed really close.
And that seemed short. And so it's just weird. Fucking San Diego Comic-Con, when they first did it, was in December, I knew. And it wasn't until fucking July. And so that just – it just gives time to prep and figure out what's going on. So I don't know. And we can't even talk to people for Colorado Springs. So I don't know. I'm not mad. I'm just
– It's just different. Annoyed. It's different and weird.
We're going to talk to Derek Riggs at Colorado Springs, by the way.
Pepper says that the new issue will be out in about 2 months, fingers crossed. So keep an eye out for that.
Tom is watching via my R feed. Thanks, Tom. Look at that sexy Captain Mexican American.
Hey, he's Hispanic.
That's
made
true.
That very clear.
It's true
today.
Though. It's true. It's true because I'm not Mexican. I don't come from Mexico. That's how that works. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just giving you shit.
Well, I'm just telling you the truth. All right, bitch.
I just don't care.
I know you don't care. I never care about my half-breed life. It's all right.
I care about your life. I care about your life a lot more than how you name yourself. Way less concerned about that shit.
What's up, Tom? Hopefully Tori's doing well. That baby's coming soon. What did Pepper say? I'm sorry.
He said that our stream has lag.
Yes, yeah. It always does. It's because I'm running through an app and then running to Facebook. And the Dom had mentioned going into settings and figuring out how to change it, but the fastest I can make it is a second difference. Yeah. So it's going to have lag. I can't do anything
about
it.
And that's okay. We're not really – you say something and eventually I'll talk back to you.
Yeah. I'm professional. Thomas says he don't care either about my lineage apparently.
Yeah. I mean, why should we?
Fuck him.
We know you're brown. That's all that matters.
Well,
we know
you,
to keep you
away
from cops.
You wouldn't go up to a Puerto Rican and say you're Mexican because he'd get mad.
Well, yeah, because
but
Puerto
you don't
Ricans
know that. You're
bitches.
Just assuming that he's fucking Mexican.
Sorry to our Puerto Rican friends.
That's why you say Hispanic, because it encompasses everybody.
I don't even say that. I mean, you guys all speak Mexican.
I hate you.
I know. It's the best part of
what
tonight.
Else did I watch? I don't think I watched anything else. I've literally been flooded with emails from San Diego Comic-Con and trying to figure out our schedule for that.
So tell us some of the things that we have confirmed that we can look forward to.
All right. Well, you got to give me a little bit of time.
While you're doing that, Rio says the turd is brown.
Thanks, Rio. Aren't you brown?
Yeah.
You son of a
Juan's boy. A turd American.
Probably.
One of the other things I've been watching is The Wrestlers, Viceland's new documentary show about professional wrestling. That shit's fascinating. Like, it's really, really cool. And then I also have been watching Dark Side of Wrestling, which is also from Viceland, which is kind of older, sadder stories of like crazy shit that happened back in the day. So I don't know. It's been really cool. They're both really well produced, and I like how seriously they take the subject matter. So
we're gonna be a part of So the first thing we have on the list for San Diego is an attempt to break a world record.
Yes. Like, okay, you talk about it because you're actually excited about like what it is, but I'm just super excited that I'm going to break a world record.
So there. So at three, we're going to go visit Dragon Ball World, which is it's pretty cool. Why are you saying no? No, what I'm talking about, the activation part.
Dragon Ball's lame.
So the booths and the experiences that are outside of the convention center are called activations.
Right.
Because generally there's something that you do.
Right.
You walk through it or you do something.
You see something. Right. Like there's either a little
I'm trying to get a hold of the guy who's doing the Doctor Who VR because I think that'd be fucking cool shit to
which
do.
Which will make me barf.
It'll probably make me throw up too. But we're going to go do the Dragon Ball World adventure, which is cool because they're actually taking this activation on tour, and it's going to like China and it's going to like a bunch of different places in the world, which is really cool. I thought was really cool. Dragon Ball Z. I just didn't know that there were enough people, but it's a pretty big anime, even though like I know a lot of American people. I don't know if a lot of other people don't like it or
a
not.
A ton of people like Dragon Ball Z.
It's crazy to think though that you could go to China with this and then Japan and then San Diego, and there's just so many people who want to flock to it. But after that, we're going to try. It says the first 1,000 people, so I'm guessing 1,000 is what you need to break the record. So you're doing, it's the largest grouping of people doing a Kamehameha ever. And so there's a Guinness Book of World Records dude that's going to be there because you have to have that.
He'll probably count us as we go in.
Yep. So I'm fucking excited for that. I'm
super excited about that.
I love Dragon Ball Z, and it's just to be in the world record. Like, that'd be cool as shit.
I've wanted to break a Guinness World Record literally my whole life. Rio says, why do I look all cholo today? Because it's hot and I get sweaty.
That's true.
Taylor brought up the carpool karaoke with me.
Taylor, watch on our feed. God
damn
it.
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
It says that 11 people are watching it because that's the total amount of people
I can yell at Taylor because she's my ex-best friend, okay?
Ex-best friend?
Yeah. She'll know.
Who's your best friend now?
Well, I mean, I have a few best friends.
Oh, that's lame. Then they're not your best friends.
Yes, they are.
They're just really good friends.
Because they're my equal best friend. Because I couldn't choose one. I couldn't choose one over the other, except for Alicia.
They're all equally lame.
The three people in this house, if something was going on, they would be the first that I would save.
Well, yeah. I know. I would go save my kid and then myself.
But I'm saying, like, if it was like Devin or Gabe, who else? I think that might even be it. Like, no, because she's my ex-best friend. Tom would be another one. I'd probably say it would be hard.
What if it was Doyle?
For me, no, he's second.
He's a second
Here's
friend.
Here's why, because I don't really know Doyle. You know what I mean? You've spent a lot of years with him. I've only spent 2 years, and we don't really talk.
No, you see what you get.
It's pretty much that.
It's just a fat dude being an asshole. Like, it's amazing.
No, but I would.
That's why I hang out with him.
It would be hard. That's all I'm saying. But Taylor's my ex-best friend.
She says you're rude.
Yeah, I am. We Taylor, talked about this today.
I'm excited about carpool karaoke, I think.
It's not happening. I think it overlapped with something. I just wanted to make fun of you. And because so
I hate karaoke.
So I don't like karaoke either. I don't like karaoke that much either. But
come on.
That was lame.
But I'm...
I thought it would be like... the driver driving and then the other people singing, but there would be lyrics somewhere because that's generally how fucking karaoke works. But it's just a lame, like, 20... I don't want to say lame, I guess. It's a $20, like, microphone just Bluetooth.
We are PR masters.
But it's just like a Bluetooth microphone. There's no lyrics. There's no nothing.
And well, so how are you supposed to know the song?
That's what I said. I said, you got to do music then that you just know.
I would just have to do tequila.
Did you see that America's
Yes,
Got
I
Talent?
Love that.
I talked about the other way it worked. That was funny.
That guy is like the funniest shit.
Did you see that?
Tequila.
The guy. So there was a guy on America's Got Talent that did that song, but he only sang the tequila part. That's it.
He was on YouTube too. He did it on YouTube just standing there with the microphone. And when they get to the word, he's just like, tequila. And it's
that's it.
Freaking amazing.
But anyways, carpool karaoke. Yeah, the tequila guy. I think it overlapped with something, so I just didn't.
Oh, right on.
But I just kept, I didn't tell him what it was. I just said, Carpool Karaoke. And he's like, what the fuck is Carpool Karaoke?
I like lifted up. And I was like,
Carpool Karaoke.
And then I saw it was like James Corden.
Cordon.
And I was, whatever. I got close.
I just said,
I know.
I didn't even say anything.
He just gave me a look like, no, that's not right. And I was like, I know I didn't say it right.
I think it's based off of that, but I don't know if he like sponsors it or anything. I don't know. But he,
not only am I a Carpool Karaoke president, I am also a client.
But, I'm checking just to see. So Dragon Ball, break a world record.
Not that's Carpool be Karaoke.
Funny. Not Carpool Karaoke. We got a couple Amazon things. We're doing the activation outside, and we're doing the booth inside.
Nice.
Shit, we're doing the Ripley's Believe It or Not panel with Bruce Campbell.
I know.
I'm so excited for that.
So excited. I'd be like, can I lick your chin?
Toho. We're going to go talk to Toho for a little bit. I think that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff and different stuff.
Did we ever hear back from Travel Channel?
Yes, that's on Sunday. So she was a little upset with me about that.
But my kid is going to think I'm the coolest.
The Ghost Adventures, alive. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about? Yeah. We're doing a press conference, I think.
Bailey went to Las Vegas just this month. Or just this last week, and I asked her what her favorite part was, and she said Zach Bagans' Supernatural Museum. She loved it.
Nice. So I don't know what that is.
He has like a museum of like haunted artifacts and stuff. So
nice.
It's pretty awesome.
We're talking to a guy who makes a company that makes pinball machines.
That's super cool. That'll be a lot of fun.
Titmouse, Chris. Shit, he had a last name that I'm not going to remember.
Right. The guy that I met last year. Randomly. Like, inadvertently. Yeah.
The guy you met randomly at the party.
He liked my t-shirt, and then I was like, hey, what do you do for a living? He's like, oh, you know, I just produce, like, all of the greatest cartoons ever made. Like,
their tour is cool because it's in an RV.
That's awesome.
You spend an hour RVing somewhere. I don't know where. Like, I have to look back and kind of look at the descriptions. But I was like, RV tour with Chris? Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm sold. That's
maybe. I doubt it.
I won't. I don't throw up very often. Yeah, he'll throw up.
But there's a lot of other stuff. There's a lot of little things that we're doing. Image got back to me.
It's funny because it feels like finally, because it's like so close, but it's also like we didn't get a ton of like press releases or anything until like really close to the show this year.
And we're in that press group on Facebook, and they said the same thing, that it was a little slow going. I tried really hard to get into the Flash and Arrow one, and I even got to the second level of their people, but I couldn't get in. Tim finally joined. Fuck Tim.
Stupid Outlander. Tim's on?
Yeah. Fuck you, Tim. You made us Tim, watch a stupid ass show.
Outlander fucking sucks.
You're the worst. Big sexy's here, he says. You're neither big nor sexy, fucker.
So Taylor wants to know, what are you guys most excited for, looking forward, or what are you most excited for / looking forward to the most? Right now, I'm looking forward to not being at my job for a week.
Fuck me.
Looking forward to not working for a week. I'm very excited about that. My job has been pissing me right the fuck fucked. off. Whatever, your show is awful.
It was fucking
period
awful. It was
hard no, stop hard it is awful. I'm really looking forward to just like enjoying like being there with slightly less of a busy schedule and Juan there with me so that it's not as hectic as it was last year.
I think we're going to get busy because Image sent me three people, I think. And then I think IDW sent me another few people.
Nice.
So I think we're going to fill in some of those gaps as this week kind of goes through.
Right. But
you're not going to feel the load as much because you're going to have somebody there with you. Right. And I think that helps
a lot. That's going to help a ton.
Hey, Chelsea.
I'm also really, like, I'm really, really looking forward to just visiting California. Like, I've been all awesome. Over the country this year. I've been to Montana. We went to Missouri. I went going to California now.
You probably didn't even need a Juicy Lucy like I told you to.
Dude, everything
Hi,
an
Chelsea.
Hour away. like my where my brother lives, middle of nowhere, my mom's house, half an hour away, my grandparents' house, half an hour away, closest restaurant, half an hour away. Like it was, everything was a half an hour away. So we didn't go do really anything. We just chilled out. It was amazing. I smoked a ton of dope and just hung out.
That's like every other day you I know, your
except
life.
For I didn't have to go to work. It was unbelievable.
I also am excited to not go to work. Really, for me, I love California. Whoa, what's up?
Taylor would like you to get a picture of me basking in the California sun.
I will
her.
Do that. Yeah. I will on the beach. We're going to go to the beach.
Shirt on or shirt off?
Shirt off, pants halfway off.
That's not true.
That's bullshit. There's a lot of people that want to see that.
I know one person for sure that wants to see that. Doyle is a person. He has feelings. He shits in bags. Two. He counts as like five easy. So I got to tell this story. So yesterday we're at like this pool party and my friend Rob, I think he listens.
Tim said shirt off, by the way.
Oh yeah, for sure. Obviously is what Taylor said. So yeah, I'll get you guys a good pinup picture or something.
We need do that.
I need to make sure I get like hella sunburned first though.
We need to do a pinup. We need to do a pinup calendar. But it's going to be half good, half bad. Can we do that?
Like six like nice looking ladies and then us.
And then us. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Sold. 100% sold.
For 2020.
Okay. Yeah, let's figure that out. This can't go the way of the Aquaman versus Namor. This has to actually happen.
No, we need a TOTLB calendar. I agree with you, Tim.
Taylor says she's looking for new tattoo ideas. So yeah, pin up Gabe. Perfect tattoo idea.
TOTLB sunscreen tattoo.
Just write TOTLB and sunscreen. Get the burn with that. I got a new tattoo.
I know, and it wasn't even the tattoo we were supposed to get.
I know. Do you want me to set that one up still?
I mean, I said that like 6 months ago, but...
Taylor says shut up and take my money about the
calendar.
About the calendar.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, sold.
But it's got to be like good, bad. Good, well, I mean, good...
Us.
Maybe bad. You make up your mind.
I'm not going to body shame you, but I'm going to body shame myself. Like, it's bad. Shit's rough. It's bad. Shit's super rough. Pepper says he'll also take a calendar.
I love Pepper. Pepper's the best.
At least that's what I assume his yup means. Like, either that
he could be talking about something 10 minutes ago.
He might be talking about how ugly I am. That he might be like, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, Gabe's pretty rough.
She's nasty. And he dresses like a cholo.
Oh, my face hurts.
That's a good thing. You laugh so much, your face hurts.
I agree. No, I again, getting back to Taylor's question, I want to go eat tacos. I want to go to the fucking beach. And then... San Diego is something that it's just you take it in.
Yeah.
Like it's I love it. There's a lot of people who are like 50,000, 100,000 people. Fuck no, I'm out. But I love being in it.
I don't hate it. Like I enjoy like the work that we do and the people that we interview. But like the showroom floor the last 2 days is like too much.
I love it. I think it's awesome. I'd never move to LA or to San Diego because they are too big. There's too many people there.
Yeah.
I love visiting and being there for the short amount of time that I get to ingest it, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Taylor would like Devin to be a Yeti for December. Oh
my God. Yes. My best Sold. Friend. Thanks, ex-best friend.
No, let her be your best friend again because that's a great idea. Nope, Pepper says he wants a calendar.
Nice, okay. All right. He could be in the calendar.
You could. We need six. There's only That's four
true.
Of us.
That's true. No, should, five with Devin.
We definitely should put Doyle in a diaper.
Doyle might take 2 months up.
No, Doyle needs to be like when you flip it over, there's like an extra... Like a fold out page to the calendar.
Wow, we are fucked up.
This is what happens when you don't show up. We fucking ride your ass in a purely heterosexual fashion.
I don't know. Pepper might do it. He's gay, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Doyle's gross. Like, look, I'm not afraid of dudes.
I'm pretty sure Pepper's Are they married? His husband? His boyfriend?
I believe so, yeah.
I don't want to miss it. I think he's a pretty good looking guy, right? I don't remember. And that's bad. I'm sorry. It has been a long time.
Compared to Doyle, everyone's a pretty good looking guy.
Ow. Fucking coming at you hard. We need Gabe for October nude with little devil horns and one of those plastic Halloween bitches. That's from Tim.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Taylor said Doyle can be a cherub.
Yes!
For February.
A little tiny harp.
Pepper says a furry costume for me if I'm in it.
Is that what he's into, furries?
I don't know. I don't talk to other people about their sex lives too super often.
Oh, me neither. He didn't say that he was having sex in it. I was just curious if he was into
furries. The definition of furries is people that dress up as animals for the purposes of fetishized sex.
I just thought that they liked being dressed up as furries.
No, that's why it's gross.
Toil with little wings, Tim says. It's not gross if he likes it, bro.
Dude, I'm just saying. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. I'm not interested in that.
For February, Doyle is going to be February.
But I'm saying, if you can, if you have fur all over your body, sex is going to be gross. Like, you're going to, it's going to get nasty and sweaty.
Ask Taylor.
It's just going to be horrible.
Hey, Stephanie.
Oh,
she walked.
Taylor says, "Why?"
Stephanie walked into the furry sex bit we were just talking about.
Hi, Stephanie.
May should be a Star Wars themed group pick. Oh,
Taylor says,
idea.
"Juan for July firework crotch."
Fire crotch,
dude. Just
do I have to paint?
Just have like a giant.
I need to dye myself red.
I don't know why I pointed that at you. I apologize. That was really weird. Pepper says he's married.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
That. Didn't know that.
Technically, he said, LOL, I'm married.
He's taken. Yeah.
Well,
so nobody.
Don't know what they do.
Well, I guess they could be. Yeah, what is that called? Polyamorous?
Polyamorous or yeah. Open
That's
relationship?
True. I don't fucking know.
Exactly.
I don't
he
know.
He could be
People
a
People could drool
a
all over his October date. I don't know.
He could be a polyamorous furry, which is. A lot to take in about a person
so
all at once.
By the rationale, sex with me is gross. I'm covered in hair. Yes.
Who was that?
Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just said the same thing for Devin.
Yeah. Sex with me is gross. I'm covered in hair.
I'm just fat.
And I'm saying, like, it's not just hair. Like, look, Tim, I've seen you with your shirt off. Like, yeah, that's a lot of hair. We're talking, like, full-on head-to-toe fur. Like, that's 10 times worse. Like, that's
I feel like
disgusting.
You'd suffocate. Like, it'd be so fucking
Dude,
hot.
Dude, with that
furry costume.
The fucking, like, mascot-sized hat on and shit. It sounds awful. Like, it sounds gross.
It doesn't sound fun.
It doesn't sound gross to me because, like, oh, gross. They're, you know, pretending to be animals having sex. I don't care about that.
Sex with you is magic, Tim said.
Delicious. Magically delicious. That much fur and a hat and tails and stuff, it just strikes me as being a giant mess more than anything.
That's
and
what they're trying to accomplish.
Messy is gross. Not that messy. Like,
it's true. I mean, it depends because we're in an age where a lot of people do some weird shit like, with sex.
Like, what if, you know, you're shifting positions and stuff smears? Like, you can just, you know, wipe it off. Everything's okay. If there's fur there, it's just there. It's there forever.
Hey, Albie. This is the weirdest TOTOB. No, it's not.
That's bullshit. You almost said a bullshit lie. Like the stuff we've talked about on this show.
Oh man.
I'm just saying.
This is what happens in the live version of this show.
Alien.
The other three version we focused and we spoke about something that was
Taylor says it gives Carpet Muncher a whole new meaning.
Wow. She would know. Devin is hairy as fuck. Devin is an Ewok, bro.
Pepper says that would be a good comic for the furry community with a Bad Dragon sponsor. Bad Dragon makes the
dildos, right?
Yeah, the giant like monster dildos and stuff.
The lady who was on episode 69,
I think
talked
so,
to us
yeah.
about it a little bit.
That was Xenocat.
Xenocat, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you think
Pepper
good
says
furry
he's very-
sex is judged on how many Tide Pods are necessary for washing the costume? Wow. That's what Tim said.
That's probably like, oh, that was a five potter. Pepper says he's very happy about this conversation. Like, I'm right though, right, Pepper? Like, it would be awful to clean up after.
Albie said those fur anal plug tails freak me out.
Dude, everybody knows just a little too much about this. Like, the more I talk about it, the more I realize I know. And then when Albie says that, I think to myself, yeah, those are fucked
up. Albie does tell me he watches a lot of porn.
Well, yeah, he's alone.
You've said that in every episode we've had.
I'm just kidding. It's just so good. I said it once and heard how mean it sounded. And so now I keep saying it.
That's fucked up.
Albie, I love you. I'm sorry. And you're not alone. You have
Chelsea. We need you. I need some more something from you. And that sounds really weird, yeah. But don't be a square, Albie, Taylor said.
Oh, she left my feed, went to your feed.
Good. No, she's on the TOTLB feed.
That's what I'm saying.
Albie said very alone with a crying emoji and a sad face emoji. We're not laughing at the sadness, though.
It's fucked up. It's funny because I'm such a piece of shit. I'm sorry. Oh, Albie, I don't think of you like that. I think you're a strong...
Albie's laughing.
You're a strong, independent woman. You don't need no man.
Just go watch When Harry Met Sally again. You'll be fine.
Fuck that.
Well, I was getting Albie yelled at. Thanks, ex-best friend.
Albie does like
he loves Outlander. That fucking movie. Oh, he does love Outlander, too.
Tim, fuck you. That was an awful movie. I hate that movie.
Tim said, oh, baby, it's going to be an 8-pod tonight.
Gross.
I wonder if Alicia hears him saying these things.
Yes, as he types them.
She's like, what?
She's like, wow, you're typing really loud. Albie
says,
there.
I'll live.
You will live. You talk a lot with emojis, too. It's kind of weird.
A lot. He's like a teenage girl.
Alone?
Ring it back into what? We weren't talking about anything specific.
Yeah, we were. We were talking about furries.
You were. That's how we got on this stupid conversation.
The calendar is a genius idea.
Can't forget about
that. We won't forget about the calendar. Taylor?
I wonder how much you pay. Would it be like bikini people? Or like, I don't know how to recruit a female calendar model.
So we should
model.
Probably do like three and three. Like three hot dudes and three hot chicks. And then,
and then everybody
and then us.
Us.
Like every other one is us.
No, but I'm saying like... Like how? Like what kind of calendar is this? Are we looking for like
a pin-up?
Hot? Okay, there you go. Like I didn't know if it was like bikini or like I don't know how calendar
like
that kind of
like pin-up calendars. What's great about it is you can be like super silly with it, like, and it doesn't seem like so. Oh yeah, check out the hot lady in a bikini. You know, it's more true. Like it's more like playful and fun. That's how I think of it, okay. At least.
I've never had a calendar
then,
like
we
that.
We can
so.
Do pinup pictures too, and it'll be
like
unreal.
I'll do a boudoir picture.
That's the same difference.
Oh, is that okay? Tim says she's driving so I can watch you. One pod prudes. Wow. Sorry, Chewbacca.
Pepper says that yes, that is why leather costumes are better, easier to clean.
Oh, that still seems. I have a llama calendar, Taylor says.
About to have a
I don't all of my calendars are like I guess they're pinups because they're like wrestling dudes and shit. Well, now they are, but it used to be like WWF calendars and shit like that, and they're dudes with their shirts off and shit.
This is a lot, Juan.
I love wrestling.
Me too.
I'm sorry.
I like also dudes with their shirts off, so there you go.
I just have never, I've never contracted a model before in my life, so I don't know how
like,
that works.
I assume we just like. Yeah, I know a calendar model.
I don't know a lot of people who are like, yeah, I'll dress up for a calendar you're trying to sell, you know what I mean?
I guarantee you we could find people to do it.
You get a free calendar if you earn one of the months.
Hey, I'm
Pepper
in.
Says like the,
so
like the
now you have
calendar
to do a wrestling page. Oh, great. Yeah,
I'll do it.
I'll do the people's elbow or
dude,
the people's
you
eyebrow.
Should, you
mean.
Should have a belt, and that's it. There you go.
It is terrifying, and that's my wife.
What? I mean, it's not like terrifying because it's so huge.
Just lay a line of coke out the models.
Oh, Jesus. I assume that's Taylor. Tim. Oh, that's Taylor. Jesus, Taylor.
Chelsea said the wrestling page. Albie said he'll take his shirt off for the calendar.
There's our sixth of
no,
us.
No, I knew he would do it. I'm talking about females because I don't. It's weird.
That's what I'm saying. We do the six of us, you know, and then we do three like female models and three male models.
In.
And
I'm in. 2020, we start selling in December.
Because like 3%, 3% of our followers are female or something like that, I think is
the... I don't know if that's what he was trying to tell us, but it was it was a small percent. It was a big difference.
It is a very big difference. We also catered to 18 to 24-year-old men, so... Surprisingly.
Surprise!
Oh, man.
If we're going to keep talking, what aside from this calendar that it sounds like may happen, will anybody watch anything cool, listen to anything? I'll buy 30 if Albie's in it, Taylor said. That's a written contract.
Yeah, that's on the internet. That's forever. Yeah.
TOTLB casting couch. That should probably be a picture for one of the months.
That's a little much. Creepy. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't watch those.
Oh, that hurts.
You got the diverticulitis again?
I might. I don't know. I'm feeling weird.
Don't feel weird. We have a lot of stuff to do.
I was able to be on my feet for the next day, I think.
The next day? We got a week of shit to do.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Don't worry. Everybody stop worrying. Stop freaking out. I'll buy them too if Taylor is in them. Taylor's going to take a month.
You think?
I think so. She could do like a Betty Page, Betty Boop. What is that?
Those are effective.
Me looking naive surrounded by shirtless Mexicans, Tim says. I don't know what that means.
No, he
I don't know what he's referring to.
I know what he's referring to. He's referring to a Pornhub meme.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what he's talking about.
It's like this tiny, super young looking lady surrounded by like 8 gigantic black dudes. Here, really quick.
Really quick.
I'm going to jump off of this. Spooky, really quick. Come here.
Oh, what are we doing? We diverted a little bit.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Spooky looks like she got sunburned.
Here, take this downstairs with you.
Yes. Gabe knows.
I do know. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've seen the meme before.
Oh, I don't know what he's talking about.
I know.
Did y'all watch it together, Gabe? Tim?
What?
The fucking meme you're talking about. Oh, the little girl with the 8 big black dudes around her.
No, I only watch those in the shower. If you're on my feed, I'm no longer on it. Sorry.
They can't watch you.
Hannah had to call her mom, so.
Oh.
Because they're coming back from Laramie today.
Nice. Well, we're in 47 minutes.
Oh, okay. So well, that makes up for the fucking barely 17 minutes we could master for Outlander, Tim, you piece of shit for making me watch that.
Chelsea says April equals Gabe dressed as Silent Bob and Juan is Jay in front of a store. What store would let us do that?
Fuck me. I totally fuck me. Oh, yeah, man. He'd probably let us.
Yeah, he'd probably let us.
Take us 3 months to get a hold of him to talk about it.
Oh, hey.
It's just a joke. Just like Albie being alone. I'm just being an ass.
Chelsea, we need some cool shit. I want to put my name on some cool shit of yours again. A coffee mug? Oh, fuck. I could have done that at all times.
Yeah, I want a TOTLB coffee mug.
Yeah, I could have done that. Chelsea's fucking badass when it comes to that stuff. If you make her a coffee mug,
I will buy
another. Well, you got to pay for one.
Yeah, I'll buy another one. Travel mug or do you want like... No, like a coffee mug. Coffee mug.
You want a glass regular mug? Yeah, my house. She's talking about the metal one.
Oh, I want a regular one.
Okay, I got you.
I got enough travel mugs.
I can make that happen. Thanks, Chelsea. Yeah. Oh, Chelsea said thanks. Her shit's badass.
Yeah, it's absolutely fucking cool badass. Shit.
I wish I could import a bong. Not because I smoke, because I don't. But
because I do,
there's
and I
a
want
lot
it.
Of fucking pot smokers over here. Yeah. I wish I could import some shit like that. Or maybe a fucking pipe. Maybe she could put her name on a little pipe. I just don't know how... If it would make it.
Chelsea, if we send you things, can you etch them?
Well, then it's got to be two. It's got to make it twice.
I know. I'm talking about like literally for me personally.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not going to speak for her. She'll tell you. But
that's why I asked. She's watching.
I know we're just on a lag. I'm just trying to answer you. That's all. Fuck. Sorry.
Let her answer instead of explaining
to
me.
It's going to take a while.
I don't care.
You care.
You're so bad.
We've done pipes before.
Sweet. I'll message you later.
She did a cool ass bong. Did she?
I know.
Send it
I
to
saw
you?
It.
I think it had the Joker or something.
Yeah, it was super dope.
We're from California originally, but that's not where they are at now.
No, they're down south somewhere.
That's what I thought.
Because every time.
I was like, wait a minute. What
every
the
time
fuck?
There's like a hurricane that's going to eat Mississippi, they post about
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah. How are you guys doing with that? You flooded out? Hopefully not. Because you guys are cool.
Hopefully Alicia's listening when we keep talking about this fucking nonsense that is Outlander.
Oh, my turn? Okay.
Okay, we're in MS now.
Okay. Hey, you're...
Gabe's talking
you're literally,
to his wife. Hey,
you're
put her on speakerphone.
Yeah, 1 second.
You're, Gabe said they're good.
You're live.
I mean, Chelsea said they're good.
You're live on air.
Oh, God damn it.
No, I love you.
We do have a hotline for him, 970-405. That's my phone number, 970-2...
The movie or the show? I don't know what you're talking about, Albie.
David, you've only been doing it for 4 years.
970-573-6148.
I know. I just haven't done it in like 2 weeks, so...
He sent
us a gif of an alien with a giant wiener from the grave.
Of course he did.
It was the best giant wiener alien thing
really
I've ever
was.
Seen. Hello? What did she say?
I don't know.
Outlander. We were talking about the TV show, Gabe, or Albie.
Hey,
yes.
SpongeBob, what are we talking about on the podcast?
Nothing right now. Mostly it's been furries and how we're going to make a pinup calendar of ourselves.
Oh, God. As furries?
No. I am definitely not dressing up as a furry.
Nope. That's hard no. Hard no. We literally talked at length about how gross that is. So
unless you're Pepper,
yeah, that would be pretty bad.
Pepper's into leather furs.
Pepper's an exception because we like Pepper.
Ew. I thought this was a comic and pop culture podcast, but apparently it has gone way off the rails.
Wait, is it? I mean, sex is pop culture.
Yeah, sex is pop culture. Did you miss episodes 1 through 120?
We're talking about the movie, the show, and how bad it was, Albie, even though we know that you fucking love it.
Because you're alone.
Okay. Are the lights flickering?
So, we are headed back to Greeley.
Yay.
We had a good time at the tournament. I got to jam time a couple of times. I am the okayest jam timer.
Albie said he can pose with only his referee shirt on.
Okay for a poster. I'm
alright
for that.
It's riveting.
I don't know what she's saying. I can't even hear her.
I can't hardly hear her
know
either.
What she's saying.
Okay. I said the snack pack got to be a corner coach.
Oh, right on.
I like snack packs.
And he says he loves you and wants to press his boobies up against yours.
Sweet deal.
It starts slow, but Outlander has nice boobs. That's the only reason he likes it.
Exactly.
Because of the boobs.
All right. I'm going to put... Because that's one of the things we talked about this
Outlander
episode.
Was awful. It was straight awful.
Correct. But I am going to let you go so that I can wrap up this segment. I love you too. Talk to you soon.
Bye. She just yelled right in your ear.
I am 100% deaf right now.
San Diego Comic-Con next week.
Taking off Tuesday.
Technically. It might be like Monday, 1 minute before Tuesday.
No.
And the writing and the theme song he loves. The writing is awful. Stop talking about this fucking work.
She literally has the worst line I've ever heard in a TV show in the first episode. Like, it's seriously a garbage show, Albie and Tim.
And Tim and Alicia.
Different Alicia.
Tim's Alicia.
Thank you. Tim's got to stop dating people that we have named in our friends group already.
Sorry, you got to break up with her, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah. She's original Alicia. Alicia 1.
The other one's like Kroger brand.
Oh, that's not true. She's awesome.
I like Alicia. She's funny.
She's
cool.
Done really good stuff for Tim. She's
I
made
like
him
Alicia.
Way less of a shithead.
What's up, duck? What the fuck is a duck bag, Megan?
fuck bag.
She, no, or dick bags, I'm guessing. But she said, what's up, duck bags?
You missed all the furry talk, yeah, Morgan. Yeah,
we're almost leaving.
Morgan. You tell Jedediah that you are going to need an 8-potter later.
Hashtag Tim's Gabe. I mean, I don't know what that means.
Just say it again.
What's up, dick bags? Except Alicia, I like you. That's Megan. That's Megan.
Oh, man.
So Megan's coming in at the end. I feel like we got to stay for another 15 minutes.
No. On that note, thanks, guys.
Sorry, for Megan. Us. Bye, Megan. For episode 122, I love you. I'm trying to keep you on longer here.
I've been Gabe.
I'm still Juan. I'm kind of glad I missed that conversation.
You're no, not. It go was back good. And watch it.
Megan,
it was amazing.
Megan, tell your friends we're going to have a pinup calendar, right? Yeah,
there you go. Yeah,
three good-looking dudes, three good-looking women, and then us. Jeremiah says she's almost got it. the duck bags.
The duck bags. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Crap. See, we need to start at like 9.
Yeah.
From now on.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I don't want to start any later.
Alicia is the best. Talk to me, Megan says.
What? How long has this thing been gone?
It's been going for 50.
Oh, we've got to stop. We've got to stop.
Who the hell is Megan? Tim says. It's because he always calls her by the wrong name.
Oh, well, from me and Juan, thank you so much for watching.
Thanks, Megan, everybody who
Taylor,
contributed.
Albie, Pepper, Rio, Tim, Rio,
Amanda, Jenny,
Morgan, and Jeremiah.
Fuck, there was a lot of people.
Did I say his right name right there?
You did.
Damn it. This has been 122 of Thinking Outside the Long Bus.
Oh, and Chelsea. We can't forget about Chelsea. Chelsea. Appreciate the laughs, guys. Keep your fingers crossed for me. Scans tomorrow.
Nice. Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
Stay clean. Of the cancers.
No, but that just makes it sound like she's a
drug
addict.
Don't do that hair on.
Hopefully everything's fine, Chelsea. You're in our thoughts.
Yes. Maybe his prayers, but I don't pray.
Tomorrow, 120 comes out?
Yes.
120 comes out tomorrow.
19.
19 or 20?
119, because this was 22.
No, 119. Okay. 120 comes out tomorrow. Morgan and Jeremiah, you guys are slipping. It's just funny. I'm sorry. What the fuck is it? A new episode tomorrow. And then we're leaving for San Diego Comic-Con on Tuesday. We'll get there Tuesday night.
Yes.
And then we're hanging out in LA for a night. And then Wednesday starts San Diego Comic-Con for us. So it's going to be... Yes, for a good dinner and then a cigar. I'm bringing cigars, so you're going to smoke a cigar with us while we're down there. Blah. Don't fucking start with me. Don't start with me.
I just don't like cigars very much. I'll smoke it, though, because I love you.
All right, cool.
Visit us, www.totlb.com. And, of course, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/TOTLB. We'll talk to you sons of bitches later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.